identify your own shortcomings. So a lot of this is me talking to myself. And I have a couple of personal stories I'm going to throw in here. I hope to not bore you too much. But I'm going to start by telling you about it's kind of a fable about God, and he's having a party. And he's having a party for the virtues and all of his servants. And charity, he set up the seating arrangements to seat everyone next to, you know, all their friends. So you have, Faith and Hope are hanging out over here talking, and Justice and Peace are over here hanging out, and at the, in the worst seat is Humility. You know, he's in the lowest seat, and Patience is calmly waiting over here, the last to be served. And Charity notices that a couple of virtues that are sitting next to each other, they're not talking. They almost seem that they don't know each other. Charity goes over there and says, you guys not know each other? No. Oh, okay. Well, Kindness, I'd like you to meet Gratitude. Gratitude, this is Kindness. And once they met each other, they started thinking, we should be together all the time. We should go hand in hand. But they don't. That kind of leads into some of what we were learning about today, some of what we read about today. We're hearing about gratitude that should be given and hasn't, and gratitude that is given that wasn't expected. In our first reading, we hear about this man who was a Syrian general, very important, very successful, won a lot of battles, always won. Ends up getting leprosy. That is a battle you cannot win. Not in those times. For those of you that don't know, leprosy was just, the people were ostracized. You weren't allowed to be around the clean. You had to stay 50 feet away. You had to go around yelling unclean, unclean. You were ostracized. Well, he had a Jewish servant who said, I heard about this prophet. Maybe you should go talk to him. And he goes and he's healed. And he immediately gives thanks the way that we should. But the gospel reading, we have this 10 lepers. They all go get healed. And only one comes back. Now, why is that? Did the other 9 just feel like they were deserving of it? Like, I think sometimes we all feel that anything that we get, we're deserving of. And we don't always recognize as gifts that they are. And then we'll back up. And then in the second reading, you have Paul talking to Timothy. And Paul is imprisoned at this time. And he is still saying, give gratitude even through the most difficult of times. Which can be very hard to do. And that leads me into my first story that hopefully he's all right with me telling it. So Deacon Steve and I were talking months ago. And we're talking about his upcoming liver transplant. And he's telling me that when we're talking about it, I said, we're talking about the possibility of living donors. And he says, I'm not comfortable with that. Initially, he's like, I'm not comfortable with that. I said, why wouldn't you be comfortable with that? And he said, if God felt fit to give me this cross to bear, I will bear it gratefully. But I don't feel that somebody else should have to bear that for me in being a living donor. And that gave insight into Steve that I always knew that was there, but sometimes you don't see. Here's a man that, much like Paul, was going through a very, very difficult time that graciously accepted it. He wasn't happy about it. Don't get me wrong. He's not happy about this. But he gratefully accepts and understands that that's part of what he needs to do. Giving me insight to the fact that for me, that's not something that I've always been that way and that I need to work a little harder in that area. So how do we do that? How do we become more grateful? It's just an outward sign. Guys, I want you to keep in mind that being grateful and saying thank you isn't a purely human element. Did Jesus not give thanks all the time? Don't doubt for a second that there are times that Jesus turns to his Father and says, thanks for that one down there. She's really done some good things. Thanks for him. Thanks for her. Thanks for allowing this to happen. Why not follow that lead? Take that kindness. Give that thanks. And that leads me to my second quick story, hoping not to bore you. Our youngest son, Colin, is adopted. And is it 2 years ago? A couple years ago, and it was a closed adoption, but the birth mother lives in Colorado Springs. And she found my wife through Facebook, which is kind of weird, you think stalking. And she wrote the nicest note. And the note was, thank you. Thank you for adopting him. Thank you for taking care of him. Thank you for giving me the opportunity that I wouldn't have had if I would have had to raise him. Thank you. And the thought really punched us in the gut in that in an adoption, we're the ones that should be giving thanks. But she reached out to us to thank us. She recognized in her eyes a gift that she had been given also. We don't always recognize those gifts, and we should. We tend to take things for granted. Let's not. Let's start today, going out, giving a little bit more thanks, not only to God, but to those that are around us. Write thank you notes. Maybe to a spouse, maybe to family members, mother, father, co-workers. Little thanks. It may be something that we feel, hey, we deserve what we get. And maybe we are, but we should also be thankful for those things and give that thanks. Let's reach out. Let's follow that lead that Jesus did in giving thanks, even through his most difficult times, for both the good and the bad. Let's continue that. Let's continue to give thanks. And I'll start first by saying thank you all for welcoming us here when my family first got here. Thanks for being part of this family. I truly appreciate it.